Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, depending on when you're listening to this, and welcome to another Vic Page podcast preview. It's a big day's racing on both fronts. We're coming, as much as I dread to say it, because I don't like to, it's a two season sub, we're coming into the jumps season slowly but more surely. But before that, we do have the second day of Future Champions weekend at Newmarket, and it does promise to give us a lot of classic clues amongst other things, as well as just some great racing as well. And I'll go straight into the big event, which is the Dewhurst Stakes. And even though the value to be missed, as a token selection, probably I'll side with Air Force Blue, who I thought was the best in the week, but when the ground was a bit of an uncertainty, and now he runs and he's set to go a favourite. However, it's really more of a clash to watch between him and Emotionless. I mean, opinion's been divided over what I've seen him, and the two have both been just very impressive. Emotionless was so good when dismissing Ibn Malik, who runs earlier in the Autumn Stakes, as if he was a second rater. Ibn Malik isn't. And the proximity of his finished Galileo Gold, who was an excellent third on Arc Weekend, will just confirm that for you. But the way that Air Force Blue just destroyed his field in the Phoenix, and then the National Stakes, was more impressive considering that he wasn't really liking the ground, wasn't really meant to be liking the ground, you know, being a war front and all that, was just as good. And hopefully the two of them turn up and show their best, because It's been a little while since we've had a juvenile clash like this, and the last time we had it, we had a fantastic three-way Dewhurst. Jacqueline Frank was, you know, just a potential great, rather than, you know, the all-conquering phenomenon that we came to know him as. He came up against Dream Ahead. Dream Ahead was 5-2. Dream Ahead bombed out. The Champagne Stakes were bombed out, and Frank was left to coast home easily. We don't need that tomorrow, so let's just hope that it's a good race and a clean race and that both show their form. I personally would go just with Air Force Blue, but he's 11-10 now. I don't know necessarily that the value is gone. I mean, if I had to back a horse, would back him. I think that, personally, Massat, possibly could be second best. I mean, we have to consider Tanis Paraquem just based on the Bolger record that he has in this race, which is an absolutely phenomenal one. I mean, he's run this with likes of Tefio, New Approach, Dawn Approach, Parish Hall, just to name a few in the last 10 years. The worry I'd have with Tanis is that I don't think this is his trip, and that he got really unbalanced in the dip. He seemed to hate everything at Newmarket last time. And I know it's Jim Bolger, but I'm not necessarily sure it's the right move to bring him back here again. Adventurous looks exposed, and so does Twin Sales, who has a tongue tie, but has been very fond in my affection this season. And then we got Tash Week, who won Lister Rated Doncaster in Gustav last time and needs a bit more. But I would say probably Air Force Blue for the Dewhurst. In the Cesarich, I'm going to give another chance to Quick Jack. I don't really know what happened in the Ebor, but he was in the form of his life going into that. He's a bit higher in the weights than he was for his coast third last year, but he has since finished second to Gold Cup winner Trips of Harris on the first, and then bolted up in the Galway Hurdle. And I can forgive any horse to run on the York ground that week, as far as I'm concerned. I think he's a fair each way bet. I like the bookie of Ryan Moore. I think he'll be back to he's back to something like his best. He had a long time out, and some were commenting that he might have been a bit rusty to get back into the frame, back to the fold, and back to the kind of swing of things following what happened with him on the July course. But I think he's back and ready to go now. This is not exactly totally imaginative, but this is the perfect trip for William of Orange. And basically, he didn't stay the extreme trip at Goodwood. Probably found York's 2 miles and a bit too short. Now he gets a perfect, what should be a perfect trip. I think I foresee a really big effort from him. Off the outsiders, because there's always got to be outsider mentions. If you want one that can go well, then just back Teak. The ground will keep quickening up for him. He's got form that ties in with everything here. He really just loves... I think he just really loves a staying test. The further they go, the better it'll be. If you can have him, you could also have... I'd say Noble Silk or High Secret would be the ones, and those would be kind of the shortlist. And it's a fairly cut together shortlist to know, and Low Key and Heartbreak City have to be considered. But I'm personally willing to give Quick Jack another chance, and also willing to have William of Orange on side, and I think those two will go really well. Though it is a Cesarich, so. You know, we could all be sitting here with a 50 to 1 first five, and wouldn't really be that surprised about it. The Zetland Stakes is an interesting race, but a watching brief. I get the feeling they like Land of Hope and Glory. I think he'd stay for sure. Beast off 90 in the nursery, but that's a decent little horse in Mint Chai. Move Up was very authoritative at the end of his Ripper nursery, and I think he deserves respect for that. So it remains to be seen how those two clash. I'd be interested in Glamorous Approach, third behind Land of Hope and Glory last time, third behind Waipu Cove time before that. But it's just one that really, if it's watching briefs, and I think I'll leave it as a watching brief personally. In the Bodakia Phillies Stakes, I really hope I got that right. It's at 5 p.m. I'll back Mistrusting again. I don't know what went wrong at York, but she's worth another go based on how smooth she was in victory at York, and I will give a chance to Touchline, who had everything go wrong against her at Goodwood before running a fantastic race in the Scarborough Stakes. This is her trip, much more than 5 furlongs was at York, and I think she'll go at least reasonably well. There's the Darley Stakes to end the day. Horse to Combat at the top of the field, but I've got to go for Decorated Knight. He found Time Test and Custom Cut too hot to handle. Most horses would, but previously once he won in France, a really good star, and I think he's the one to go for. So to sum up, that probably would be 1 point each way, Quick Jack and William of Orange. I'd probably then have 1 point Win Mistrusting, 1 point each way, Touchline, and 1 point each way, Decorated Knight. So in 350, 1 point each way, 5 and 7. In 5 o'clock, 1 point each way, 19 and 1 point win 14, and in the 5:35, probably 1 point each way 9, to top it off. Have a good day and good luck.